This is the Cassie Conway's Rad Podcast, and I am Cassie Conway. I'm a six-figure celebrity hairstylist and makeup artist whose life radically changed after my dad's sudden death. I became a renegade to my past life of drugs and alcohol and decided to travel the world by myself. Join me as I share my journey of self-discovery, healing, and joy, as well as the people I met along the way. The last couple of weeks, I have recommitted myself to my daily spiritual practice, which if you've been following me online, you know that I always post about working out in the morning and, you know, my gratitude journal. But I haven't really, if I'm going to be completely honest, been really consistent with doing that every fucking day. So I got the 369 journal, which makes you do journal prompts three times a day. So it's morning, afternoon, and evening, but it sounds like it's a lot, but it's actually really not. And so I've been doing it every day. And what's crazy is, so when my dad first passed away, I didn't have any spiritual practices. So anything you've seen online about me, I was like, absolutely not that. I was a hot mess express. I was just out partying all the time. I was in debt. I had a massive coke issue. Like, I literally didn't have anything to show for it in my life at all. And when he died, I had the epiphany that I'm like, I can be sitting in this shithole of how terrible I feel right now and escape via alcohol and drugs. But I know that whenever I stop using those things to numb myself and I want to get off the hamster wheel, the how shitty I feel right now in this moment is how I'm going to feel for the rest, like, you know, 6 months to a year, whenever I decide to get off the hamster wheel. So in that moment, over my dad's dead body, I was like, I am going to fucking do everything in my power to be the highest version of myself. And I had no idea what that looked like because I was such a mess. All I knew is that every single decision I had made up to that point, I had to make completely the opposite decision because my life looked like a dumpster fire. And so that threw me into really working out multiple times a day, gratitude journaling, and meditating. Now, looking back from that point on, I was running off of pure adrenaline, and those things did save my life, but working out 2 to 3 times a day is not something that's sustainable. And to be honest, I kind of made that my new addiction. Even though it's a healthy thing, I definitely was super codependent on those things, and it did work, and I was manifesting my life, and I doubled my income by working less. I was able to travel the world, pay off all my debt, you know, all that stuff, which is great. But when I really look at it, I wasn't coming from like a really pure place because I was running off of pure adrenaline and cortisol. During COVID, I fell off the rails of like even really being proactive about any of that stuff really. And you could see it in like my body composition and how I was eating. And I just definitely was like, I mean, I think we all kind of were like, well, fuck this. No one's going to see me. Why do I care what I look like? I mean, I cut off all my hair. I took out my extensions. I definitely was like a very like, fuck you moment. And so I started coming to Nashville during that time. And that's when I was like, I'm going to move here because it's free and it's open, all those good things. But I fell into really what the Nashville lifestyle is. And that's going out and partying again, even though I wasn't drinking. I became really like ego-centered because I didn't have a daily spiritual practice at all, really. And so for the last probably year, I have really been inconsistent, not only just because of traveling, but I haven't been proactive about who I want to be in the world, and I started to become very reactive and letting my ego take the lead, and I started getting into like very gossipy situations and having girlfriends that I wouldn't, which is nothing wrong with them because I'm not going to make anyone wrong or right, but they just weren't a good fit for me as friendships. And just, I wasn't being who I authentically wanted to be. I was living from this very victim reactive area of my life versus being proactive. And so the last 30 days, I really figured out like what I wanted to do with my life. And it's this, like, this is where I get joy. I get joy from reading about how to make myself a better person, you know, like, what's my highest, like, what's the highest version of myself that I can be, and being proactive about my health and, like, taking ownership of who I am and how I show up in the world and how I'm received by people and how I receive people, and just wanting to be the most positive version of myself. The unfortunate thing is, because I was so reactive and operating from an ego state in Nashville, I have a lot of amends to make, and that's embarrassing to me, you know, and it causes anxiety because it's like, well, how is this going to be received? Because you met me and you thought this was me, but 100% it wasn't me. You know, I was operating from a state of just like a dumpster fire, and that's not who I am anymore, you know? So I started really honing in on my daily spiritual practice and what that looks like. And so for me, it's waking up every day and doing yoga. It's being consistent about fasting. And that was, if you listen to my old podcast, when I was traveling, fasting was a huge part of like me setting my intentions and being in control of what I consume, literally, physically, and emotionally. And so I started fasting again. I started doing my daily gratitude journal and doing it multiple times a day and really looking at what my goals are and my intentions for my life, you know, every fucking day, morning, afternoon, and evening. And if it didn't line up with where I wanted to be, then it didn't take place in my life. It didn't have a part in my life, you know? And so, I mean, it really am, I am now living out what I'm committed to. You know, you can see what you're committed to by how your life looks, and you can look at other people's and you can see what they're committed to based on what their life looks like. And the more I started showing up in my daily spiritual practice, the more I have been able to like reprogram my subconscious mind and change my behavior because I'm taking more ownership of it. And at the same time, it's kind of interesting because through yoga, I've noticed that I've taken more ownership of my actions, but, and it's, I don't know how to describe it. It's not from like a controlling state of like, I'm going to manipulate myself into doing this, because obviously if you're controlling yourself, I mean, you have to have guidelines. Like, I guess the daily spiritual practice is my guideline. Like, I'm going to show up and I'm committed to this. But after I write down what I'm, my goal is, my intentions, and my manifestation, I have to release it. You know, I'm not with this tight fist around, I have to do all these things, it has to show up this way. No, I release it. I go, or better. Because at the end of the day, we are made in the likeness and image of God, right? If that's what you really believe. We are God-like in our creation, which means we have powers similar to God. Hence why, you know, we release energy, which is a proven scientific thing, that we are made up of energy. Energy cannot be destroyed. And that we are able to heal ourselves, we're able to heal others. And the more clear we are in our minds, the easier we can see that. So, with that being said, if we are made in the image of God, why would I want to say that, you know, for example, I'm going to make $20 million a year? Well, what if God's like, or the universe, or whatever you want to say, is like, I want you to make $40 million a year. Why would you put a cap on it? So, that's my example of like, okay, I'm going to release it. This is what I want, you know, but I want better than that, obviously, because that's what the world is made up of. So basically, I've been able to, within the last 30 days, start, you know, I've been given the opportunity to really embody that which I seek. And I want peace is what I want. I want peace within myself. I want to have peace with myself, and I want to have peace in my life and no chaos and no huge upsets. I just want to be mellow. Like, that's all I've been wanting to have. And so I've been able to see that play out in my life in the last 30 days. And what's crazy is we're so easy to forget that this shit fucking works. When you start showing up for yourself and you start showing up for your commitments, you start seeing really positive changes in your life. You start seeing positive people in your life. The rotation of like the negative toxicity of those people starts fading out because you're not showing up that way. Like it's merely just reflections of each other. And so I was able to, you know, make more money this last month than I ever have in my entire life. And I really do believe it's because I was like, I'm going to give this away. Like, and by that, I mean, I'm just going to put this out and this is my energy. And I just am so gracious and act like I've already received instead of being stingy and holding my hands tight and really doubting that this shit fucking works, because it does, because I've already seen it work in my life before COVID and I can see it working in my life now. Everything in our own consciousness is expressed out in the world. So everything I hold inside of myself, I see it out in the world. So if I want to look at the world, this is an enemy place or whatever, or just toxic, because that's how I was looking at Nashville for a really long time. I was like, this place is fucking toxic. And it wasn't until I had a sound bath where I audibly heard, like, you are meant to fucking be here. Like, you are meant to be in Nashville no matter how much you don't like it. So, like, if you're meant to be here, I can either hate the fact that I'm meant to be here, or I can be open to going, okay, cool, I'm meant to be here, and look at it from a place of joy. Like, so my consciousness can change. We can change your thoughts and your feelings. That's a fact. Like, you can change it. Even though you want to say that you're, you know, reactive to it, the more you work on meditating and coming from a place of peace and alignment and just releasing and freedom, the less reactive you'll be to your thoughts and feelings. But also you can see them for what they are. Instead of just feeling overwhelmed and all consuming, you can label them, because you can take a breath in between it and go, I'm just feeling anxiety over this, or I'm feeling jealousy. Okay, like, let's look at the jealousy that I'm feeling from that. Like, why do I feel jealous? Oh, I don't actually feel jealous. You know, any of those things. And so when you start looking at it that way, like, you can kind of, like, our brains are always looking for meaning within any context of any situation, right? So we're always looking for meaning. Like, while you're listening to this, your brain is looking for a connection. Like, what is she talking about? How does this, like, revolve around my life? And what we do is we will listen to something, we'll just throw out things like, oh, no, that doesn't fit me. Instead of going like, okay, you know, I'm going to honor this and I'm going to look at it. So what I've been doing is like really consciously looking at my thoughts, feelings, and actions. And if my thoughts and feelings are not lining up with what my actions are, or like vice versa. So like, if I'm trying to live up to my highest good, I'm going to honor that I'm going to fast. So then my next action wouldn't be that I'm going to eat a dozen cookies, right? Like, if I'm trying to be the healthiest version of myself, then I'm not going to eat a dozen cookies. And if maybe I'm drawn to eating a dozen cookies, I'm going to look at what the real reason is behind it. Is it because I'm stressed? Is it because I have anxiety? I'm looking for comfort. I'm looking for something familiar, you know, and then it go, okay, if that's what I'm looking for, it's not really about the cookies, you know? So, and we're always trying to look for like just a reason behind everything. And the more you kind of can like look and twist it around and like, instead of just being like, I'm going to go get a dozen cookies, you look at the reasoning, you can go, okay, I can see where I'm not being fulfilled in other areas of my life. Maybe I need to like, you know, go for a walk more. Maybe I just need to call someone and connect with them that, you know, someone that authentically knows me and I can be authentic with and there's no judgment. So that is like really what I've been working on, is just really being focused on just waking up with an intention and a purpose and my one goal for the day and honoring that. And then anything else that comes across my plate or across my path that like gives me the like the eat, you know, like whatever it is that stresses you out or whatever, instead of being so reactive to it, labeling it and being like, this is negative, this has ruined my day. It's like, that one thing didn't ruin your whole day. Your day was great. You had one incident. Let's look at the one incident. What do you have control over? If you don't have, and then what do you not have control over? And then go from there, you know, because if you don't have anything control over it, then it doesn't really, you shouldn't let that dictate your day. And I know that this is harder, especially when you're in the, I'm 4 years out from grieving my dad's loss, you know, and he was my only parent, but there are times that I do have triggers. And I know that it's hard if you have just recently lost someone, that some of this you're going to be like, well, you don't fucking get it. No, I do. And it's going to be a lot harder for you. But I just promise, like, in the moment that you're feeling reactive, just A, start a daily spiritual practice every day. Because it's at least one thing that you can hold on to and you can grasp onto and you can hold tight to and you can look at it. And it's something you have something control over. Because in the mix of grief, it doesn't feel like you have control over literally anything. So that's one thing. And you can show up 100% for yourself in that 5 minutes that you spend on doing that. And then you can spend an additional 5 minutes if that's what you want to do. But the more space you spend on that, I promise it'll make every day fucking easier for you to not get caught up in all the things of what's going on in your family and your feelings. And you can actually like look at your feelings and go, I'm going to honor this. And it doesn't have to implode your entire day. And you'll have those days where you're going to have a whole day lost, and that's okay. The goal is that you don't have an entire week lost, you know, consecutively over and over and over again. Because each of us have seen someone that did not deal with grieving or loss very well, and their lives have fallen apart. And we all have a good example of that. My goal is to give you tools that have helped me so that you don't lose your fucking shit all the time. You're going to lose it occasionally, and that is fine. You have to give yourself grace because you are human and you are learning, and this is a learning experience. That's what life is. It's just a huge learning experience. The goal is that you have as much peace and resiliency in your life as possible. That's at least my goal for my life, and that's what I hope to be able to help you with. Is that you are so fucking resilient. And even if you don't believe it right now for yourself, I'm going to speak the truth to you right now. That you are resilient. You are stronger and more capable than you ever thought of. And if you don't feel like you're strong right now, I will be strong for you. I will be your cheerleader. And if you don't feel strong and you do have someone in your life that maybe can be your advocate, when you're like, hey, I'm having a day that I feel really not strong, ask someone like, hey, is it okay that when I have these times that you speak truth to me and remind me of who I fucking am? And I guarantee you, if you have a close girlfriend or family member, that they'll be like, yeah, I'll be there for you. And it doesn't even have to be a huge thing. Just being able to call someone that can tell you the truths about yourself. You are resilient. You are strong. You will overcome this. You will be stronger on the other side of this. I promise you will be so much stronger on the other side of it. You'll look back at the life you had before this moment and you'll be like, oh my God, I thought that was a big deal. And it'll give you such an amazing perspective on what fucking matters in life and what does not. So don't get caught up in the bullshit. So just know you are strong. You're resilient. You're beautiful. You are perfectly imperfect. Everything is playing out your life in the most perfect way possible to make you the highest version of yourself. You have to believe that because that is fucking true. You are not a victim. You are a fucking survivor. You are an empowered, amazing person who is going to change the fucking world. There is a divine calling on your life that is going to help other people. And this moment right now is helping define you. And it's almost like a statue being carved. You were just a brick of marble, and what is happening is just everything that is being removed that is just going to make you more and more amazing and beautiful and empowered and just powerful. And I know it hurts right now, and there's so many reasons as to you're going to ask why did this happen, why did this happen to me. You're never going to get an answer for it, sweetheart. I am sorry, but it is never going to happen. So you can either sit and wallow in that place, or you can go, I'm going to put on my big girl pants and I'm going to fucking seize the day, because that's all you can do is live the most authentic version of your life and the best version of your life and the most empowered version of your life that you can help other people and you can help bring them alongside of you and empower them. So I just hope that you guys have an amazing day, and I'm always available on Instagram if you ever want to DM me or anything like that. At the end of the day, I am not a fucking doctor. So if you really are struggling from suicidal thoughts or anything like that, please reach out to a licensed medical doctor and receive help for that, because I cannot speak into that. I can only just share what has helped me in my life and my struggles. And so, yeah, I just know that this, whatever you're going through, I know that it is only temporary. And I know it feels like it's not. I know it feels like it's going on forever and ever and ever and ever. And it's not. It's not going to go on forever. I promise. I promise. But honor who you are. Show up. Make a commitment to yourself. And that's just make a commitment to yourself. That's, if that's the one thing you can hold on to, just make a commitment to yourself of to what you're going to do to make yourself the best version of yourself to get through this moment. I hope you guys have an amazing day, and I will see you on the next podcast. So here's a word from our sponsor. Hey guys, so when I first started doing this, I had a billion recordings and I literally had no idea how to distribute them anywhere. And that's when I downloaded the free Anchor app. And I am so grateful I did, because it was a total game changer. Anchor is a one-stop shop allowing me to record, edit, and distribute all my content at once. The best thing is that it's super easy to navigate and I can take it with me anywhere I travel in the world. So if you have something to say, download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to start sharing your message with the world. Thanks so much for listening. I'm so excited to be a part of this journey with you. And please follow me on Instagram for daily motivation at Cassie Conway is rad, and help a sister out by leaving me a review and screenshotting this episode and tagging me. I love you guys, and remember, you can be a renegade in your own life, creating the love, joy, health, and abundance that you are seeking.